Start with the backstory. Acquaint us with Stanford H. Cox. Who was he?
Stan Cox was from the Terre Haute area, and he later came to Indianapolis and was hired as the first black chemist with Eli Lilly and Company. And he rose through the ranks there, eventually becoming a Lilly executive. So he was very well trained in the sciences and was a leader in his field, a pioneer. But at the same time, he had a strong interest in history, including historic places of important in African American history in Indiana.
What defines a building or a site as an Indiana historic landmark? Are there certain criteria which must be met to receive that designation? Does a historic site always have to be a church or the birthplace of someone famous? What would qualify as a site other than those two examples?
Yeah, so historic places can be of any, kind of building use or background that can give them importance. And I think we look at everything from thematic importance, maybe education for school buildings or the like, or religion for churches or other houses of worship, residential properties, commercial properties. So there's, just about every community in Indiana has an older building or historic building of importance. Traditional historic preservation language tells us that buildings that are defined as historic properties are 50 years old or older. They have a great deal of integrity. In other words, they look much today as they did at the time they were constructed, and that they have some importance in architectural and historical significance, I guess. There are hundreds of properties that we've identified as having some importance in African American history in the state. African American heritage can take on significance in different ways as well. Sometimes it's just a certain place or site. It doesn't necessarily have to be a building. So we've tried to be fairly broad in our interpretation of what is an African American heritage site that Mr. Cox and the funds that he set up, the Central Indiana Community Foundation, might be interested in funding.
Thank you for your time today. This is great information.
Well, thank you so much for your time.